This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now, more than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, the figure is more than 97,000 people. Now, the number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million worldwide and more than 1.6 million in the United States. U.S. President Trump visited one of his golf courses for the start of the Memorial Day weekend as he urges states to reopen after coronavirus-related lockdowns. Yet many Americans remain cautious as the number of confirmed cases nationwide passes 1.6 million. In California, many businesses and recreational activities reopened, but officials in Los Angeles County say that they will maintain tight restrictions until July 4th. And some religious leaders have taken issue with Mr. Trump's declaration that houses of worship should resume in-person services over the weekend. The daily death rate attributable to the coronavirus continues to fall in the state of New York. It reported its lowest number in weeks in what Governor Andrew Cuomo described as a critical benchmark. The death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. The death rate is considered a lagging indicator and has remained stubbornly high amid other signs of encouragement. Also, Mr. Cuomo signed an order late Friday allowing people to assemble in groups of 10 or fewer if they stay at least 6 feet from others and wear masks if they can't. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says that a tourist will be able to visit his country beginning in July. Madrid residents have welcomed the announcement. People in the capital and the second city, Barcelona, will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month. This is VOA News. Thailand has begun testing a vaccine against the coronavirus on monkeys after successful trials in mice. The country's Minister for Science, Research, and Innovation said researchers hope to have a clearer outcome on the vaccine's effectiveness by September. The hope is that it will be in production by next year, more than 100 potential vaccines for COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, are being developed. Several are in clinical trials, but the World Health Organization warned in April that the vaccine would take at least 12 months. Thailand was the first country outside China to detect a case of the coronavirus in January. Within a 24-hour period, Italy registered 669 new cases of COVID-19, two-thirds of them in the hard-hit northern region of Lombardy. The country also recorded 119 deaths from the disease, increasing the death toll to more than 32,000. All of Italy's regions, with the exception of Lombardy, registered no more than a few dozen new cases. Each and many had numbers of new infections in the single digits. Restrictions on travel between regions slated to be eased in early June. Iraq's health ministry is reporting the steepest single-day spike in confirmed coronavirus cases since the government began recording cases in late February. Curfew hours have been relaxed during the month of fasting, and supermarkets and shops have been packed with people preparing for celebrations, likely contributing to the increase in infections. According to ministry figures, more than 4,200 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Iraq, and at least 152 people have died from the disease. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and U.S. President Donald Trump have spoken on the phone to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, bilateral relations, and regional developments. According to an account of Saturday's call released by Erdogan's office, the two leaders reiterated their solidarity in the fight against COVID-19. Turkey has seen a downward trajectory in infections and the death rate, but hundreds of people are still confirmed positive each day. Turkey has registered more than 155,000 infections and over 4,300 deaths. Hong Kong police fired volleys of tear gas in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's proposed tough national security legislation for the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized China's proposal to enact a national security law that would ban secessionist and subversive activity, as well as foreign interference and terrorism. Critics say it goes against the one country, two system framework that promises the city freedoms not found on the mainland. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.